So, Father, I thank you that Daniel Beckett is able to be here today. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that the words he speaks would enter our hearts and we will be changed and we will be transformed by what we hear in the name of Jesus. Amen. Before we get started, give all your attention to Daniel because he is prepared for this, and don't get distracted by what your phones say or whatever, but just give your full attention to Daniel.
Thank you. Hello. Often if I see someone on their phone, I do ask them what the message is and if they could read it out to everyone, which usually isn't most... No one's actually done that yet, so perhaps tonight someone will go, yeah, okay, I'll read my message out, that's not a problem. Not you, Matt, don't worry, okay. Hello, everyone. My name's Daniel. Some of you know me, some of you heard me here before, some of you have never seen me before. I am not Johnny English. Some people think I really am. I did a wedding in July, and one of the people getting married lived in France, so a whole load of people from France came, and they had thought they had got Rowan Axon to do the wedding. But I am not. I am just Daniel, and I'm... as Daniel. And some people say when I drive a Mini, which I sometimes do, I look like Mr. Bean, if you ever see Mr. Bean in one of his Minis. But hopefully that won't be what we're doing this evening. Five volunteers. I really want people who don't want to volunteer. So the ones that have just looked to the floor, okay, I won't do that because I don't know you well enough. But five people, just help me out. It's really easy. It's not hard at all. Okay, I lied, but Jesus loves me still. Five volunteers. Five people who are going to volunteer. You were going to volunteer anyway, Sam, but the fact you put your hand, it makes me a bit sad. Thank you. Up you come. Yes, up you come. Thank you. I need some other volunteers. No, not you. You just sit down. Don't need you. Yes, you. No, I get to choose volunteers, not you. Next week, next month, when you do it, you get to choose. I definitely need some people who aren't boys now. Because that's... Yes, well done. I'm making no judgment, but... One more. One more volunteer. I've got three boys. I need another girl. No, you're a boy. Yes, brilliant. Thank you. Up you come. I saw your hand. Up you come. Thank you very much. Come on. Up you come. Come on. You really can't make it. Okay, you have to do it from there. Everyone's looking at you. Be less people looking at you from here. Come on. Yes! Excellent. This is really, really simple. Can I have the other microphone? That's what you thought as well. Excellent. It's over there. Thank you very much. Okay, this is simple. This is the 10th point that you have been talking about. Don't worry yet. This is the 10th point that you've been thinking about, the phrase, I am. Thanks, Matt. So I thought we'd start off by thinking, okay, what you have to do is you have to say, I am, and then finish that sentence. You must say nothing rude. You must say nothing negative, and if people get too Jesus and spiritual on me, you'll sit down as well, okay? It's nice to be Jesus and spiritual, but, you know. So the first one might be, I am, and you might just say your name. So hopefully they'll all do that quite simply, and then we'll go back to the beginning, and we'll see who's the last I am standing, okay? So you should be able to get one at least. Do you not have a name? Oh, that's really sad. Your new name is Ethel. So, off you go. You're first. So you say the sentence, I am, and then say something. Go.
I am Angel.
Angel. That is your name. Yeah. There you go.
I am a person.
Okay. Next. You mustn't repeat your own, and actually you mustn't repeat anyone else's, because that will get boring.
I am rugby.
I am rugby. Yeah.
I am a thing.
Thing.
I am Hannah.
Hello, Hannah.
Hello.
Some normal people here. Try again. You go to school. So you can say, I am a student. Well done. See, look at that! Excellent.
I am a living being.
A living being?
I am a scooter rider.
A scooter rider?
I am a person who attends the point.
Oh.
I am wearing black jeans.
This is going well. Next. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm wearing white socks.
I am a human.
I am sore.
Okay.
I am who I am.
Oh, this was not supposed to go deep. Come on.
I am a person with curly hair.
Okay, I am curly hair. Okay. You're doing well, guys. This is way too stressful for you.
I am hungry.
From Hungary or? No, okay. That's fine. Just checking. Yes?
I am a single Pringle.
Next. You will be out if you do. I'm going to start a 5-second rule, I think.
I am 12.
I am a drummer.
Okay.
I am the sister of Joel Bow.
A sister was fine, but okay.
I am Canadian.
Okay.
I am here.
Okay. This is going well.
I am Scottish.
Oh.
I'm English.
Nice.
I'm from Great Britain.
Nice. This might go on for longer than I thought, guys. Keep going.
I am a student of the King's School.
Yeah, I changed Alistair. Shush. You're on my side.
Boom! Next.
I am content.
Okay.
I'm a student at AMVC.
Okay.
Go AMVC.
Didn't think that worked.
We beat Kings at rugby.
Stop, 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 stop. Stop, next. Stop.
I am a Metallica fan.
Okay.
I am standing up.
This is going well.
I am a fan of musicals.
Okay. You're getting into this, guys.
I am Sam.
I am a clarinetist.
I'm standing in Park Road Baptist Church.
Ooh.
I am wearing a red and yellow jumper.
I'm wearing green.
I am hungry.
Really hungry?
Wait, are you
near us? No, out! Sam's out! Unlucky Sam. I said, are you from Hungary even? Go sit down.
I am short.
I'm wearing boots.
I'm not wearing boots.
This is going well.
I'm not wearing shoes at all.
I'm 13 next year.
I am 13 next year.
All right.
I am not Angel.
I am 17.
I'm 15.
What?
I am 14. Not next year, but the year
I'm bored of that. Sit down. Round of applause. We know where that was going to head. Well played. Fourth. Fifth. Next.
I am a big fan of pizza.
God, too right.
I am also a big fan of pizza.
No! Well played, Hannah. Two left, you a third.
I am lactose intolerant.
I'm European.
Okay.
I am friends with the Emma Marriott.
Okay.
I'm a Christian.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, that's right.
I said
we are a little bit of godly, not too much. Like a child of the king and, you know, all that stuff. We'll come to that.
I'm 5'3".
I'm wearing shorts.
I am wearing ripped jeans.
I am someone that has hair on their head.
No, I'm not going to allow that. Second place. And she wins! Well played. So, I am. You've been doing I am at the point for 10 months. Does anyone know what tonight's is called? Sam does? That's the date. Well done. Tonight is I am living God's way. I am living God's way. I wonder what you think about when you think about living God's way. Maybe for you it's something you try and do regularly. Maybe for you it's something that you don't do. Maybe it's something that you wish you didn't have to do, but you are told you have to do. Perhaps you find it easy, perhaps you find it hard. For a moment, think about what does it mean if you were to think about looking at someone who was living God's way? What things would they do? What things wouldn't they do? How would you know they are living God's way? We all have different ways of understanding how God wants us to live our life. We all have different ways of trying to work that out and understand it. And we have certain things that we perhaps think are really important that maybe aren't as important as we first think. And maybe there's stuff that we keep to one side, which actually is the really important stuff. For me, reading the Bible is important. It's not that I find it easy or it's my favourite book, but it's something that I'll persevere doing. But it's not the only thing that matters as a Christian. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I now live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. As a Christian, that is pretty standard. As a Christian, I have been crucified with Christ, and now Christ lives in me. And those people who make that commitment and say, God, I want to live your way. God, I want your help. God, I want to be a Christian. That's the sort of commitment that we make. That no longer is it me that's going to live. It's not my decisions. It's not how I want to live. But God, it's now you that lives. But that can get translated very quickly into what does it mean in different situations. What does that mean when I'm thinking about different things? What does it mean to live God's way? Some of you may have seen or still have something that says WWJD on it. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do is a way of thinking. A way of thinking about in a situation, what would Jesus do in this situation? To consider what does it mean for me as a Christian in this situation? It's a way of us thinking about, well, how can I be better at doing this Christian thing? But I think it is very limited if we just stick with that. And I think sometimes it causes us more problems than it needs to. What would Jesus do? You all have to answer that question for some really important things that I have going around my head right now. Okay? So I want you to imagine that you are Jesus. Some of you will find that harder than others. But you are Jesus, okay? What would Jesus do? Pizza or pasta? Hands up for pizza. Hands up for pasta. What's interesting is, if you didn't vote for the other one, you're implying that's Satan's choice. So half the people in the room just chose the opposite of you, so you believe that they're Satan. What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do? Facebook or Twitter? Facebook? Twitter. What would Jesus do? Colleen or Rebecca? If you don't know what that means, that's fine. Colleen? Rebecca? Interesting. Jesus perhaps would do Rebecca, but we'll go with that another day. What would Jesus do? Chinese or Indian? Chinese? Indian. What would Jesus do? And we are all thinking about this as if we're Christians, if we are or not, and we're coming up with different answers. How does this work? In my life, as I live as a Christian, as I'm trying to do the Christian thing, there's a whole load of stuff which I face, which actually I can't answer that question. To help you out, his favourite film was Johnny English. And his football team is Norwich City. So that's easy. But there are many things which is like, how do I understand what Jesus would do? If I no longer live and Christ lives in me, when I'm at school with my friends, how do I know what Jesus would do and what Jesus wouldn't do? When I'm online, how do I make sure I'm living my life the way that God wants me to? When I have to go to church, how do I do that? Do I do that happily? Do I do that sad? What about if it's really boring? Surely Jesus would tell someone if they were boring because he always told the truth. But when I do that, I seem to get in trouble. What would Jesus do helps us to start processing the question as we think about living as a Christian, the fact that God is in us. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. You see, the problem is, at times, when people think about being a Christian, people have lots of preconceptions in their minds. Sometimes, because living as a Christian in our country over hundreds of years was portrayed by nuns and by monks who lived in buildings away from everyone else, quietly making noises to God in a very boring, regular format, some people get the idea that it's just boring. being a Christian must just be a really boring way of living. There's no excitement, and all it means is a load of stuff I don't want to do. Some people see being a Christian as a set of rules, just keeping a load of stuff which makes no sense at all. You know, a bit like a parent that tell you to do stuff, and it's just like, but you have no idea what it's like in the real world. And being a Christian, that it's just following a set of rules put in place which make no sense and are just like, I don't want to. Why would I want to do that? Some of you will still be deciding, is it what I want to do? Some of you would have decided and said, yes, I do want to be a Christian. That's the way I want to live my life. Some of you will be like, that is so the best choice I've made. And for others, it'll be, should I have made that decision? But when I try and be a Christian, it's just too hard work. Some people see being a Christian as a life being controlled. Being controlled by someone else. Being controlled about by something else. As a Christian, I don't have any freedom. I just have to do the stuff God wants me to do. I don't like it. It's all about being controlled. Those people who followed God, Old Testament the Jews, the New Testament the Christians, didn't seem to have quite such a boring life. Didn't seem to be so normal or so boring or so, I don't want to do this. I'm going to watch a short film clip. It's not Johnny English, but a short film clip, okay? Some of you will have seen this, but just for a moment, pretend you haven't, and I'm going to give you a little bit of a feed into the clip that we're going to watch together, okay? It's a bit of an older film now, and what you've got is an old couple, and they've lived together forever, and they've been married, and it's all happy, and unfortunately, the wife dies. Ready? The wife dies. Okay, you all now know because it's appeared, that's fine, carry on guys. Okay, so the wife dies and he's left and he's living in the middle of an industrial area and his house is there and it's like he's got to give his house up. And he doesn't want to give his house up. And one day, accidentally, he thumps someone. How do you thump someone accidentally? Watch the film. And they come to take him away. Please watch the clip. You'll have to watch the rest of the film to find out what happens. But for those who don't know, there is a talking dog. Too many people, too often, think the Christian life is about being an old battered house that just sits there all day long and no one really cares. Too many of us feel like our life is an old battered house that no one cares about and everyone just wants to be knocked down as quick as possible. Sometimes it can feel like making the commitment to be a Christian, saying, okay, I sign up to it, it's like getting in the van and going to the old people's home and just waiting to be bored to death. It's such a lie about what Christianity is about. Christianity is about no longer I that live, but Christ lives in me. That if we let God come and live in us, if we let God come and fill us with his spirit, it's just like them helium balloons taking off. That we can be set free from the rubbish that we get so tied up in. We are no longer stuck in the place that we find ourselves. We don't have to stay in that place and be stuck into the ground, but we can be free and go on a flipping amazing adventure with God. This isn't supposed to be just... This is supposed to be about us enjoying life to the max. You see, sometime in the past, God made humans. How he did it, when he did it, how many days, how many hours, minutes, seconds, what happened isn't for tonight. But he made humans. He understood us. He put us together. Not just physically, but he understood how we worked. He understood we needed other people with us. He understood community. He understood the need for the environment. He understood the need for animals and plants and life and how it all worked. And he said, I've made you. I now know the best way for you to exist. I know how it can be the best it can be rather than not. Follow me and I will make it work. Follow me and I will help you. But we get so stuck in, no, God wants to take away all the fun. God wants to take away all the adventure. God wants it to be boring and stuck. Or actually, he wants us to let the helium balloons go, to just launch ourselves, stick out the sails, and see where God takes us. See where we end up. See what sort of adventure God wants to take us on. What places does he want us to go? What does he want to happen? I have a friend called Luke. Luke is 21, and he did a gap year in South Africa. And while he was there, he was thinking about the fact perhaps he should be in Brazil. Luke really enjoys football. Trying to listen to God, what does God want him to say? Do. In February, he spoke to someone who said, I know a bishop in Brazil, and I'll send you his email. So Luke and this bishop emailed twice in February, March time. In September, first week of September, Luke rang me up and he said, Daniel, I don't know what to do. He said, I can get on an aeroplane in 2 days' time and spend 10 days in Brazil finding out if that's where God wants me. This bishop has contacted lots of people, included professional footballers who have become Christians, and they feel like God has called me there to do a whole load of mission work. And I said, get on the plane. And he packed his bags, and he went, bought a flight, and off he went to Brazil for 10 days. Because he felt that's what God was saying. You might not end up going to Brazil for 10 days. Your life might not be that exciting. But I tell you what, he is going. Luke is one of those people who goes, if God says do it, I'm going to do it. Because my life here, that's what it's for. God knows more than anything else. God knows about my relationships. God knows about my family. God knows I need to eat meals. He knows I need money. He knows all that stuff. And I can trust him in that. And I, Luke speaking, let's let the balloons go. Let's let the sails out and let's see where we end up. But what about us? You see, most of us have to go to school. Most of us have certain things we have to do because of the country we live in, the place we are. We have certain ways to behave. But what would it mean for you to change the mindset of, God, what is it you want me to do today? Because I have to, because you want me to, and that's just the way it has to be. And to change that mindset to, God, where are we going today? What's going to happen today? How can I feel free today? What adventure are we on today? Who is it that I get to talk to today? Where is it I end up landing today? You see, you never know. You might end up meeting a talking dog. Has anyone got a talking dog? That's good. You do? Oh, wow. Some of us will have made that commitment, as I said, to be a Christian. Some of us have said, yep, God's for me. I'm there. I'm with it with God. If I could have the slide on the screen, the first one, I think, of my two slides. It will come up or not, that's fine. Some of us will say we're there. We're there with God and it's all fine. And the next one, to the second one, because that's it. We're there with God, it's all fine. I want to be a Christian, I want to live for it. Some of us will have made that decision. Some of us once in the past would have said, I want to be a Christian, I'm up for this, this is exactly what I want to do. Some of us, everyone will think we've made that commitment, but actually we never have. But what does it mean for you? There are lots of people in their life that, for me, one of the ways when I'm talking to children or young people about becoming a Christian, I talk about the fact that when you become a Christian, it's like saying to God, do you know, I'm driving this car called life and I keep messing it up. Will you please take the steering wheel and show me the way? I meet too many Christians, young people, adults, who have taken God and said, I don't want you to be the steering wheel anymore. I want you to be the spare wheel. I don't really like the ways you're taking me in that. Can you just be the spare wheel? And when it all goes wrong, I'll get you out and you'll help me get better for a few minutes and then I'll stick you back in the boot because I don't really want you to get in the way. What does it mean for you if you think about your life with God as a football match? Some people like football, some don't. It doesn't matter. You can still make it work. Those are blobs. They look like people, but actually they're blobs. And this is blob football. And in a minute, we're just going to just sit quietly. There won't be music. It'll scare some of you. It's fine. Be scared. Jesus still loves you. Some of you will feel like you need to make noise. Please don't. See? Some people will start fidgeting. It's fine. Ignore them. But what is God saying to you now? Not what is God saying to me. Not what is God saying to the person next to you. But what does God say to you? Because for each one of us, God says there's an adventure ahead. Are you ready to release the balloons? Are you ready to break away from the stuff that traps you and see where you end up? It might be scary. It might be unknown. It might mean taking risks. If you think about it in the terms of the football match, are you playing the match? Are you watching the match? Do you not really care? Are you forgetting there's a football match even happening? Maybe God says to you tonight, get involved. They'll be quiet, it'll be longer than you want it to be. I'm in control, I will make noise at the right time. I will not forget, for those people who think I will forget. But let's just stop for a moment. Listen to what God's saying to you. You just shut the door to the men in the van. Are you going to let the balloons, release the balloons and go on the adventure? The worship's there. The worship's there for us to connect with God, not just to keep these guys entertained for a little while. And as often the case with Point, if you want someone to pray with you, there are people with lanyards around their neck, be willing to pray with you. I encourage you tonight, I'm just going to say, quietly make your way to the back, if that's you. Not yet, but as we're worshipping, go and find someone just to pray with you. Not because they're special, but because it's good sometimes to commit yourself to others and say, I just want you to pray with me tonight. Maybe in that quiet, God revealed something to you. Perhaps he told you a country. Perhaps he told you something of your adventure. I encourage you to write it down. Get your phone out. Don't text someone. Don't find out what's going on in the world. But write yourself a note. Write yourself something. It says, just perhaps it's a few words. It might not happen, but maybe it will. Maybe it's part of God's adventure for you. Who am I? I am living God's way. And it's fun, and it's exciting, and it takes me loads of crazy places, and it means I do things that sometimes I don't know what I'm doing or why I'm doing it. But I'm up for it, for God. Let's stand.